from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. An appropriate song. Appropriate song as we head into the Eagles season with some Georgia guys that need to make an impact. Our broadcast in live today from 94 WAB's Camp Comeback at the Novacare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We got a discussion to get to here. We'll get back to your phone calls in the Phillies. Who are you blaming the most for the slide? It's Bryce Harper and the Stars for me, and a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. But Hugh, we have a lot going on here. I mean, there's...
It just ramped up quickly.
It did ramp up. So we told you earlier the interception streak is over. Jalen Hurts threw a pick about 20 minutes ago to Darius Slay. I saw it happen live. But now we're getting some boots on the ground reporting here, to really honing in on what happened. So, Hugh, we're hearing from reliable sources that Elliott Shore Park slammed his notebook down when the pick happened.
He was in his field.
And, according to that same source, Darius Slay pointed right at Elliott.
So he listens to the show.
Well, the Eagles players...
He looks at the tweets.
Pretending they don't know about this. Yeah. That might not be true. So you have that. But we have potential controversy here. So Jeff McClain... Now, I'm glad it wasn't Elliott, because it would seem like Elliott's trying to kind of fudge the stats his own good. But Jeff McClain, who's an impartial observer here,
don't care about nobody.
Nope. He tweeted that Bryce Huff may have gotten credit for a sack, Hugh, before Jalen threw the interception, which would then render
negate the interception.
Yes, so the streak would still be on. I think next time Sirianni speaks, we need to get him on the record whether he counted that as a sack or not.
I mean, come on now. You know Jeff's going to ask that question.
Well, I want Elliott to ask something? The question.
Well, yeah.
Elliott. I want someone to ask the question.
Well, we know Jeff is probably going to be the one to ask.
Hey, Nick, that practice 4 days ago, did you give Bryce Huff a sack there at 10:40? And he'll just look like, why are you asking me this?
You don't think he's going to talk after practice today?
Well, he talked before. I don't know if he's going to talk today. But he needs to. I think it's a responsibility he has to address everyone.
To see what, to let us know what happened with that one.
Major controversy. All right, 215-592-949. We're back to the phones here in a second. But, Hugh, Kyle played us in with Georgia there. And it's really interesting as you look at the defense for this season. Because, Hugh, it rests on these Georgia guys. Like, it's their time now. They've been drafted over the last couple years, and none of them are rookies anymore, right?
No, they're young. They're young players.
They're young, but we're past the point where, whatever, they're just a rookie, redshirt
year. It's time to get up. It's time, what they say, or get off the pot.
Yes, it's Jordan Davis. It's Jalen Carter. It's Nolan Smith. It's Keely Ringo. Nakobe Dean, who's gotten a lot of praise here. Ray Didinger was on with the morning show before, camp started, beginning of camp, end of July. Listen to what he said about the Georgia guys and their importance for this season. Ray?
Oh, that was my bad, Gus.
Is this pass rush good enough?
Well, it's going to be different. It's going to be different with Fangio calling it.
It's going to be a different look, and they're going to approach it a different way. But you know, a lot of it depends on your Georgia guys. You know, I mean, those are all high draft pick blue chip players that you brought in here to kind of be the guts of your defense. And you know, they've shown you at various times that they're really good, but they haven't put it together yet. And that's, you know, when I look at that front seven, that's what I really think about is Davis and Carter and Smith and Dean. You know, I mean, those guys, if they all play the way that, if they all come out and play and prove to be the players that you drafted them to be, then you're going to have a really good defense.
Hugh, Ray is right about that. And he framed it in an interesting way. These guys aren't, you know, low round draft pick. Let's hope something happens.
No, they're high quality draft picks.
Yeah, they're all, and he called them blue chip. The lowest drafted guy of the Georgia guys is Keely Ringo, but he was a fourth round pick they traded up for. Nakobe, a third round pick. But the other guys, you know, these are first round picks, right? The Jordan Davis they traded up for in the first round. Jalen Carter, top 10 pick. Nolan Smith, a first round pick. It is time now to see if these guys could play. Hugh, let me ask you, I mean, you, of all of us at WIP, you have the most experience watching these guys play football, right? We've seen them the last couple of years, but you watched them when you were in Atlanta at Georgia as they came up and became, you know, big-time prospects. When I say to you the Georgia guys, do you believe they're going to be good, or do you hope they're going to be good?
I believe they're going to be good, and I'll tell you why. I still think that Jordan Davis is a good player. I think people like to call him a bust because of the way he was drafted and the skill set they expect for him to have at that position. You know, he's a run stopper. That's what he was at Georgia. I remember when they played against Alabama in that game where the SEC championship game where they actually won, Alabama beat Georgia, and he was a non-factor because they did a lot of rotating and he was tired and he wasn't getting to the passer like that. But when they came back and they played in the championship game, he played a phenomenal game. Jalen Carter as well. These guys are good players. I think that one thing that for Jordan in particular was hindrance to him is that he started out fine, but then he got overweight, you know, and he ran out of gas. He needs to understand that now he's the guy. Fletcher's gone, and you're going to be counted on way more than you have been in the past. Now, he came into camp underweight. He came in looking really, really good. He has to keep that going, man. He has to keep that going. I think he has the ability to keep that going. As far as Nakobe Dean is concerned, Nakobe needs to stay healthy. When you talk to everybody, especially in this training camp, about who looks the best on defense.
Yeah, he keeps getting brought up.
His name gets brought up a lot. He needs to be healthy. Your biggest asset is your availability, and he needs to figure out a way to stay healthy. I think if he stays healthy, he's going to be a huge factor. Now, Keely Ringo, I think that there's a place for him here. Don't know where that is, though, because when you talk about who they drafted, Quinyon, and you got Cooper DeJean and those guys like that, might be a little harder for him to contribute, but I think there is a chance for him to contribute. And Nolan Smith, you're talking about a guy, I feel like he's still a little bit of a work in progress. He got drafted really, really high. I think in certain spurts and areas on the field that he will be helpful. But right now, as far as his pass rush is concerned, I think he's going to need some assistance. He's going to be one of those guys that he can't, like in basketball, he can't create his own shot. You kind of got to give him, you know, you give him an outlet a little bit and spot him up a little bit for him to make things happen for him.
Look, these guys, and Ray said it, and he's right, that there's a ton of potential here. There's a ton of high
and
pedigree.
Jalen Carter.
Yeah, Jalen Carter's the one that I think we have the least question about. He showed the most already in the NFL.
Yeah.
He did fade a little bit last year, but I think that was probably more the rookie wall thing than he can't play.
Yeah.
He was a guy that people thought was going to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year halfway through the season. My big question, and I'm in the hope category. I hope they're all going to work out. I hope it's going to work out with these guys as the bones of the defense. I need to see it to believe it, though, because it's a group of guys that has not accomplished much in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I've had this wonder, Hugh, since they started drafting all of them. Are they all individually great and great prospects, or did Georgia and Miami did this back in the day? I mean, did college football dynasties do this, right? USC did it for a time.
Are I know they where you're all, going with this.
Are they
better
all,
together?
Yeah,
better
right.
together.
Are they all A prospects that have a chance to be A NFL players, or did they have 11 B-plus players, and maybe Carter's an A, but like 11 B-plus players on the field in college, and that equals an A-plus defense because there's no weaknesses, and they just, you know, most college teams don't have that much all-around, across-the-board talent. I don't know, Hugh. Until I see some of these guys besides Carter pop, I wonder that. I wonder if it was just the sum of the parts was so great, and they all looked great and because
you,
of it.
And you know what? That's fair. That's fair, especially when you talk about the inconsistency that they've shown thus far. I don't believe that to be the case. I think that Jordan Davis in particular is a lot more focused. Again, I don't know what people expect him to be. But if he
would have
had,
where he was drafted,
yeah,
people
it's basically,
have an expectation. Yeah.
Yeah, but last year when we talked to him, he projected himself to have like what, 4 or 5 sacks. I think he had like 3.
2.5 or 3, yeah.
Something like that. So when you talk about, even though he fell off, when you talk about what he, the goals that he set for himself and what he potentially is, what could be, he was almost there. He was almost there. So he just needs to figure out how to put 2 halves together. 2 halves make the whole. Like he had the first half of the season, he was phenomenal. Second half of the season, that's when, you know, you start hearing rumors about, you know, being tired and all that other nonsense that they were talking about. You need to be consistent. You need to be a guy that when, you know, a lot of times the position that he plays and the impact that he has, it's not going to always show up on the stat sheet.
Right.
It's going to show up in those things when you see other people getting off. I think that if they play the way that I think they can play up front, and him in particular, that he's going to help out this defense tremendously, and that's going to help this pass rush out because he's going to be that guy that's going to be taken to and is going to be pushing the middle.
Yeah, we always have fun on the show with luxury versus necessity. This is a necessity. I mean at some point this year, 4 of their 11 starters on defense might be these Georgia guys, right?
Yeah.
We know 2 of them, Davis and Carter, are going to play. And then N'Kobe could become a starter sooner than later, especially if there's a, you know, White or Bond struggle or get banged up. And Nolan Smith should get a lot of chance to play on the outside. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones in a second. First, Jordan Davis yesterday after practice, you know, it's funny. He was asked, who stood out to you? And Hugh kind of, you know, led us down this path. He brought up one guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two of his teammates. Here's Jordan yesterday.
It's a lot, man. A lot of people popping out. I say, you know, I'm not biased or nothing, but I say Nolan, man. Nolan and Kobe. You know, just the way they play and the way they're understanding and getting comfortable with the game. You know, N'Kobe's been battling with injuries like off and on, but I think you know, those guys are ballers, they're gamers, so I'm excited to see them go out and turn it up and tear it up. You know, it's familiar, so it's nothing new that I expect from them, but I think that everybody's going to be shocked with the way they're coming.
It feels like the thing that could probably change the Eagles season the most, like raise their ceiling. If these Georgia guys all become the players they thought they'd be, they could win 12 or 13 games, because then you're going to have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
And then we know the offense should be good. I mean, it really feels like a lot of this hinges on how good these kids are.
Yeah, no question about that, man. I mean, you're going to have at least 10 new faces? Well, you're going to have some. You're going to have at least 8 to 9 new faces on defense. Because I'm thinking Slay is going to be there. A couple other guys, but still.
Two new linebackers, yeah. 2 or 3 new corners, a new safety. Yeah, new pass rush. Yeah, it's a lot different.
It's a lot different, man. And they're going to be asked to do a lot more than they were the year before. And like I said, if this offense is doing what they're supposed to do and scoring a lot of points, it's the transition is not going to be that tough, you know, because you're going to be playing most of the time. You're going to be playing with the lead, and you can just get after people. You're going to be able to easily dial up defenses that are going to help you get to the quarterback and help this defense look much better than it did a year before.
215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Your thoughts on the Georgia kids. Hope or believe these kids are going to turn out to be what the Eagles draft them to be. Really, it could change the entire season as they all move past their rookie years and second years into what should be their best football for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, the Phillies. Who do you blame the most for the slide since the All-Star break? Is it Topper? Is it Dombrowski? Is it the star players? And for me specifically, it's Bryce Harper. And what makes you feel old for a shot to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League? Lawrence is in Philadelphia. Hey, Lawrence.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning, Lawrence. What's up, pal?
What's going on, guys?
What are you thinking here?
Last time we spoke, yo, was before the last road trip, and I gave you a prediction, man, that the Phillies would only win 3 games.
They won 4.
They winning 4.
Yep.
Yes. This prediction here I got for you, man, I don't think they're coming back with any wins, man.
From this road trip?
Yes, sir.
Nah, they got 3 in them this road trip.
No, man, that's because of the lineup, man. I keep on saying that, man. And the only thing I would say, Joe, they need to have Harper in the 2-hole and Schwarber in the 4-hole.
So who are you hitting 1 and 3?
I got Turner hitting 1. I got Bone hitting 3.
So you're just reshuffling the top 4. You're reshuffling those guys.
I got Real Muto hitting after Schwarber.
Real Muto.
And I got Castellanos hitting 6th, and I got Stott at the Castellanos.
Yeah, so it's a reshuffling of the top 4. It's instead of lefty, righty, lefty, you're going righty, lefty, righty, lefty. You're changing the mix. Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, we talking about the players pushing each other in the lineup. You know, if you got somebody behind you, you know, potentially is going to get on base. Because what we've seen lately, man, after the All-Star break, these 71 teams is playing a whole lot better than the Phillies. And the Phillies playing like the White Sox and the Tigers.
I know.
Yeah, and you know, and that's a recipe for failure.
Well, it's a recipe for a team, and none of us want this to be true, but if they don't wake up, Lawrence, they're going to go home early in October. That's what they look like right now.
Correct, and you're right. And not only that, though, they might wind up in third place in the division.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. And Lawrence, man, Lawrence makes these bold predictions. Good phone call. No, they're not going to.
That's a lot.
They're not going to get passed by the Braves or the Mets. They're still going to win the division. I do not have concern about that. But, yeah, I mean, they need to start hitting. The top of the order needs to start hitting and scoring runs. Otherwise, all the other little issues will be there. 0 wins on the road trip is a lot.
No, that's crazy. I think they get this one tonight.
Nola against Fried. Max Fried hasn't pitched very well.
They get this one. I knew he was on the mound, but I didn't care. They got to get this one tonight. You can't give them anything. You got to snatch their hopes and dreams. They didn't think coming into that game, didn't feel like they thought they were going to win.
Well, you don't want to give the Braves. I don't want them to feel they have life in this division over the next 2 weeks.
It didn't feel like going into that they thought they were going to win. Well, so you got to take that away from them.
You know, who wasn't also or you know, who hasn't pitched well this season either.
Who's that?
Aaron Nola.
I would say he's pitched. What's the word for Nola this year? He's
mid. Mid at best. Mid.
Well, what was
that's
last year?
Do you trust him? Do you trust him to go out on the mound tonight and pitch a gem?
Not gem.
Okay.
But what, if this is mid for Nola, what was last year? He's been better than last year.
Well, then, I mean, look, if we want to be realistic about Aaron Nola, he's kind of had a pretty bad last 2 seasons. He put on in the postseason last year. But, like, Nola, at this point, going into the playoffs, I'm not putting him as the number 2 guy in, like, a game 2 starter. I trust Sanchez more than him right now.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, Sanchez.
Wait a minute, what?
Sanchez, until last.
You heard me?
Well, I thought you said.
But
you
until this past Saturday,
Sanchez.
Taiwan can watch the postseason. He can sit next to me in the crowd. But Kyle, until Saturday, Sanchez was on a bad streak for like 6 weeks.
Well, sort of. But like, if I had. So I think Nola's been consistently mid, whereas Sanchez, I can actually have some sort of expectation of him going out there and having like a shutdown stopper type game. I haven't seen Nola do that one time this season. I mean, he had a good outing the last time, but like even that was like a fake good outing. He let a ton of guys on the bases and just sort of got out of jams. Like, if I had to pick one guy besides Zach Wheeler to go out there and be like a stopper for the Phillies, it's Sanchez above Nola.
Yeah, I still trust Nola. This is great. We do this every year. It's Groundhog, late August, early September. What do we got with Aaron? I mean, we do it every year the last 3 years. I would say he's been a little better than you say for this season. I mean, he's got a 3-4-5 year,
right? I wonder if I put up a poll tonight, or poll right now, do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? Where do you think people go?
Well, deep down, people never trust Aaron.
Well, they shouldn't.
But he's been a good pitcher for the Phillies for a long time.
He's been mid this year.
They're going to say yes. They're going to trust him tonight.
No, they're not.
He's been is above mid a word? What is above mid?
Above average.
Above average.
But would you just?
But that sounds generous to me.
3.45 ERA. You know what? I trust Aaron Nola tonight. I trust Aaron Nola tonight. He's going to tonight.
That's
Aaron
the poll you're going to put up. Do you trust Aaron Nola?
Tonight,
you're
damn right. I'm going to put that up
tonight. Aaron Nola is going to give them 6 innings, 2 runs. 6 innings, 2 runs
You're
from
a
Nola
mess,
tonight.
Kyle.
No, he's not.
215, 592
How many innings did you say?
6 innings, 2 runs tonight.
He's got 4 runs in a minimum tonight.
If he gives up 4 runs against this Braves lineup, I'm coming in here upset tomorrow. This Braves lineup stinks right now. Whit Merrifield is in there. Let's go to Josh at Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's good, up, Josh. Man? What's up, pal?
Oh, man. So, sitting at home last night watching this game, and I said to my girls in the living room, while they flash on television to Jeff Hoffman and Alvarado warming up in the bullpen, if they bring Alvarado in, we're losing the game. And both my girls are like, nah, come on there, Daddy. Oh, you got to think positively, so on and so forth. I said, there's no chance we're winning the game if he comes in. This guy is an instant anxiety attack, no matter what, over the past 2 months. The guy's cooked. Flat out cooked. He's throwing wild.
He might be, Josh. Sometimes relievers just go through down years, up and down years, but he also might be cooked. I mean, even when he was pitching better, Josh, earlier in the season, I wasn't overly impressed. It was like he was striking less guys out. He was walking a lot. It was almost like he was getting by, and now he's not getting by anymore.
No, I mean, you're guaranteed at least one, if not two, wild pitches during his attempt to earn 3 outs. I mean, look, that's been happening, right? However, in addition to the Alvarado stuff, right, let's just talk about the fact that addressing a bat at the deadline was, let's bring in Austin Hayes. Well, that's not good enough, And we're seeing it right now. I'm going to tell you, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber last night, what's he looking at?
Well, he struck out four times.
Did you see the pitches Marsh struck out on last night? I mean, the one pitch was in the dirt, and then he tried to hustle down the line thinking he was going to get the call.
Yeah, well, and Marsh is lost.
What is going on?
Marsh right now, if you told him what pitch is coming, I don't think he would hit it. Like, he's just so lost at the plate, and he's been that way really for a long time. Josh, what makes you feel old?
All right, so let me tee this up real quick. I told you guys before I deliver the mail, right? I deliver the mail, college campus, really big college campus in our metro area. And a couple years back, I was on a new route, and it was directly through the heart of campus. And I'm doing my thing, right? And I get to a certain part where it's, the sun's out and springtime and there's a lot to look at. And I go pulling into the one stop. And it's an area that is heavily populated. I go ahead and I pull up to the mailboxes at the complex. And I open them up. And I start to get rid of some of the packages off my truck at the doorstep. And I hear, oh, thank you so much, sir.
That would kill
you. You got sir'd, didn't you?
And I'm like, I think of myself as a fit man. You know, I'm 47 years old, but I look good, right? I'm going to toot my own horn.
Yeah.
But, man, when she said, sir.
It cuts deep, man. It cuts deep.
Oh, man, it was like.
That cuts
deep. Somebody just punched me in the belly, man. And that was a moment that I was just like, huh. So I go home and I tell my wife about that. And she goes, damn right, sir. You're old. You're a dad. Get a hold of yourself. And I'm like, listen, I'm looking for a little comfort here. That gap cut me to the core.
You know what's even worse? Is when you're single and you're out in pub, like you're out trying to meet people. And you see somebody that's attractive, and they call you sir.
Yeah, you got sir.
To remember, that's the one.
You think it's a reflex, or it is like a hey sir?
No, because like this is where this is what it is. As men, we're delusional in this sense. We still see ourselves the way that we saw ourselves in our 20s.
But the world does not.
No, does not. You know, regardless, because you feel like you're accomplished. You finally got that Corvette that you wanted. You got the whip. Now all you got to do is go get the girl. And the girl's like, she's probably in her early, late 20s, early 30s. And you're thinking that, you're a catch. No, you're an old-ass dude that drives a Corvette. You drive a midlife crisis vehicle. Seriously. Like I know it's different now because, the times have changed. And, guys are driving Porsches and Ferraris and stuff right now. But usually you drive those cars because you've worked hard to get it. You wanted it all your life. But unfortunately for you, you got it when you were like in your late 50s.
Yeah, and then to make it worse, Josh is trying to do his job. He's still in the mail, and he's getting sir. That's a good one. Josh, we'll get you in the mix here. 215-592-9494. Your calls here. Who are you putting the Philly second half slide on? Topper, Dombrowski, or is it the Stars? It's the Stars, specifically Bryce Harper. And do you believe in the Georgia guys this defense? Play some audio from Coach Noneck on what he's noticed about Jordan
Davis. Saw Coach Noneck today, too.
How's the neck?
No.
Not there. Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, what he saw about them. Plus, what makes you feel old for a shot to be in the Midday Show Fantasy League? Coming up after practice, Reed Blankenship joins the show. A lot to discuss. Midday Show live from Eagles Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.